The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop, and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com. After 15 minutes of recording, it was kind of good though. Okay, so welcome to the episode.
Welcome back to the welcome to the episode. I was gonna say 136 episodes later, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I forgot to hit record.
This time it wasn't me.
I know. I forgot to hit record on the road, and the audio wasn't there.
Yeah,
we're starting over. Welcome to this week's episode. We have a giveaway going down.
Go on our website and buy stuff so we could.
No amount of money is going to fix my stupidity.
Well, remember the very first episode we did? My audio was just completely toast. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh well. So here we are. We had it. We had a conversation going, and it was going pretty good. But here we are.
It was not important. So we just will. Let's start with videos, though. You said you dropped a video.
There's a brand new video out. If you go over to my channel, I dropped the Cruise of the Pines video. Hopefully it's up. It's Friday currently. I'm still buttoning it up. It's almost done, but it will be done by Monday. So go enjoy that.
And I have the intervention, C10 intervention video done, except I'm not releasing it yet because I want the slowdown video to come out first. So my channel is going to be very C10 heavy for the next month. But
it is.
I have two mini truck videos coming out in January, which will be the Mini Truck Revival and Sparks in the Park. Sparks in the Ozarks.
Sparks in the Ozarks.
Ozarks, yeah.
Yeah. So mine are a little out of order, too. So the previous one to that one, I did the Mini Nats video, which is, I know this is a long time ago. But but it made more sense because I got this really cool thing in the beginning because I, like, talked about something in the Mini Nats video, and then I made it come. Like, I do plan ahead sometimes, and I think ahead, and I thought ahead to this, and I was like, it'd really cool. And actually, if it come to think of it, now the Havasu Meltdown video, the Mini Nats video, and the Cruise of the Pines video are now have, like, a little continuity to them.
Yeah.
They all kind of fit together, so that's pretty cool. But so mine are a little out of order. So the next one I'll probably be dropping is Forbidden.
Oh, wait, you're going way back.
Just in time for registration.
Just in time to promo 2025.
Exactly. Hey, that's what we do around here.
That there is, like, this thing where, like, if you wait too long, it becomes now it's just a promo for the next year instead of a recap of the show.
Right.
So it also doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I realize
even
that.
in the views, it doesn't matter when you release them. I've done it right after. I've done it 6 months later, and that part doesn't matter.
I think people, like we were kind of talking about before, is people just, they want the content, you know, and that's what they're waiting for. I think that's, like, kind of, we get hung up on that kind of stuff, you know.
We do definitely.
Yeah, I don't think people really. They're just like, I just want to see cool stuff. Show us cool things.
With big shows like LST, Mini Nats, Dinos, it's nice. I let the dust settle and then bring mine out.
You know, that's a really interesting thing because I had this thought that there's, like, so much content going around. And there's, like, quite the spectrum of content. You know, I'm not going to say names or anything, but I see a lot of content being created. And it is content. It's things made and they're on the internet and they're being consumed. But there is a scale, but there is a lot of it. Like, you're right. Right after a show, it gets flooded, especially, like, after a big show.
And it's almost like you were just there and, like, you're just watching it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, for me, if you're not there, that's great. But, you know, a lot of people were there. So I like to, like, people kind of imagine you didn't forget about the show, but you're just like, you're, like, sitting there, you're like, boom, Dino's pops up.
You, like, relive it kind of thing.
Yeah, that's
a good point.
Like a throwback, but, like, after you've already rested and kind of thought about things. So, so Chupas is editing the C10 slowdown video. Mm-hmm. And so he filmed most of that. So he's editing that. And then we half and half filmed Intervention. So that one came out really good. I'm stoked for that one.
That's cool.
And,
I'm curious to see like the little differences between you two, you know, like as far as what Chupas does, because obviously everybody has their own different editing style and their own like kind of like style, what they think is cool, you know? So it'll be really interesting to see those two things real side by side, like very closely, you know, put together like that.
Well, it was interesting in Intervention, you know, because he's got that big ring, that contraption, right? Mm-hmm. So he's walking around and then I was watching him and he's literally filming from like just standing up level, you know, he's tall. So, but that's not an interesting level to film, right? Anything that's like, if you're just standing in a natural and you're putting your arms out, that's, and you're showing that angle, that's not an interesting angle to show. It's not captivating. So you have to go low, or you have to zoom in. You have to do these certain things to like, to captivate the audience.
Well, it's because like when you're at a show, you're walking, that's your, like, you've already seen that.
That's why drone shots are so crazy to people. People are like, oh my God. Yeah, because
you never see that.
You don't see that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anything, same with photos, you know, you want to kind of like get different angles of stuff to make it interesting. So I was like, hit him up and I was like, hey, you got to like go down low a little bit because I can't, and it wasn't just him. It was like all the trucks are parked one way.
Right.
At that show. They're not in a field. They're not like different, you know, elevations and stuff. They're literally all like diagonal, diagonal. So in my head, I'm like, oh man, when I go to edit it, it's just like boom, 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 boom. Same thing. I'm just like, you got to get down low and get those angles to break it up. Mm-hmm. So that was it's interesting filming somebody else's content.
You mean editing someone
else's? I mean editing someone else's content, right. Sorry.
Well, and that's kind of the benefit of him, like, because you had mentioned, I don't know if it was in this conversation, but it was in the last conversation, how you said that, like, you know, you're getting to the point where, like, your plan is kind of coming to fruition where, like, he's going to kind of do more of that type of stuff. And it's kind of better if you're filming and editing because, like, you know, as you're filming, you have an idea on what you're doing and how you're going to edit it later. So it all.
Yep.
So that might kind of get lost, you know, when you're editing his stuff and vice versa or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and it's definitely because when he's filming, he's thinking of the way I film sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I got to tell him, I'm like, I want a mix of both. Mm-hmm. Like, I want a mine and yours, but then, like, if you're going to, like, you're going to do, so LSD will probably be the first one that, like, I'm like, look, you're going to 100% do all of this. Because it doesn't matter who makes the content. It's just cool. Mm-hmm. But you know, like he's not going to MiniNet. So I got to figure that out. Like, so there's going to be certain events that I'm still going to film. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, I'm ready to drop like 4 or 5 YouTube videos over the next 2 months. Mm-hmm. And I made that video last year.
Was that a year ago?
I feel it like it was more than, it was more.
I know.
Than
I feel like that was a couple years ago now.
Yeah. And I was like, no more shows. Yeah. And here I am dropping shows.
It's content. But
that was like a wake up call for me mostly because trying to like get out of that rut that we were talking about in the conversation that we didn't record. Right.
Yeah. Cause we were saying that like, I hate editing and you were saying that like, it's cause I'm not excited to edit it. And you're right. Like, yeah. And honestly, like that happens. Cause like when I get little bursts of it, cause if I come across a few shots that are like really cool and I'm like, I get excited. I'm like, oh yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
You know? So I do because that.
When you're at a show and you're running the booth and you're like, okay, I got to go film. Your brain is going get content, content, content.
Right.
Instead of slowing down and thinking about your editing while you're filming,
right,
to make yourself excited when you get home to go, man, I can't wait to edit this stuff.
And that's what, like, when, you know, we were kind of like, because they're now, if we've had these for a year, we've had the pockets for about a year now, and you know, we still use them, we're still really excited about it. But that I had, like, even that was like a thing too, because like I was like heavy leaning on the pocket stuff and getting excited about that. And then, you know, but then I grabbed my bigger camera with the gimbal and I was doing like a little tighter shots, better, you know, and now I'm like, oh, like I like those too. Like I realize that like, I like all of these different things, you know?
Yeah. Cause if you're just on like just doing pocket, especially for like a longer video, it can become very like monotonous.
I would say, see if you agree with me on this. Like it becomes very flat.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when you have a bunch of wider shots of full trucks and stuff, like it becomes flat. And then when you hide behind a truck and you zoom in tight on a wheel and you come around, it gives that, well, that depth. It's a literally depth of field kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. And it's just like zooming in on people.
I need to do that more. I realize that I need to take more time. If I was to like take more time to do something, I realize that I would be needing to take more time to do like people, more context, like B-roll, but more contextual B-roll. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like building a story.
Right, right.
And even just filming people, like standing around, sitting in a chair, having a conversation. And that's the nice thing about zooming is that you don't, they don't have to know you're there.
Right. Because if you, you have just, the pocket, you'd have to get like,
you, yeah.
Right up and on
so them. if you just stand in at a show in an area and just kind of like at a corner of a booth or whatever, just sit there with a zoom lens and then look around and zoom on people and hold it on them for like 10 seconds. They'll turn, they'll point.
Yeah.
They'll talk, they'll laugh. Boom. Yeah. That's footage. And that mixes in with your like movement of everything.
And it breaks up that monotony, like truck, wheel.
Yeah.
People. And that's what I need to kind of like beef up a little bit.
Yeah. That's what the intervention is. There wasn't enough people. And that's where when me and Chupas do this stuff, like I need to remind him to get that and or say, don't worry about getting that. I'll get the people. Mm-hmm. So he can get the movement shots. I'll get the static handheld shots type thing.
And you have a really good eye for like that kind of stuff. And just like you described, like finding people doing interesting things, like you have a good eye for that.
If you just point a camera at somebody,
they'll do something interesting.
And interesting could be literally turning around and looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause that's not interesting in that moment. Mm-hmm. But when you're editing that person turning around looking, then you cut to a truck. It looks like they're turning around and looking at that truck.
Oh yeah.
Or that a truck driving by or something like that. Right. So there's like these little moments that you add that break up that monotony and it gives you that excitement back in the editing.
I do find myself more enjoying show. Cause like, that's essentially what we're doing off. What we're doing is we're showing off these shows. Like we're saying, look how much fun this is. And I actually do enjoy more like showing off friends, people, you know, things.
You've always
like that.
Enjoyed that. Like that Forbidden Fantasy video you did, remember
with the club
a long time
and
ago?
Yeah.
It's like the best video you've ever done.
I know.
Because you're always excited to show your friends off.
Right.
So that's the thing with the pocket and the microphone. Like get people talking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like just put that thing in the face and say, tell me who you are and where we're at. Who you are, where we're at. I learned that from Low Life Mike. Mm-hmm. He would just put the thing in the face and just I'll put the camera at someone, wait for them to turn around. When they turn around, they go, why? And they'll say something and it's just,
boom, that's perfect.
Done. Like, that's it. Yeah. So like you showing off your friends, if that's what makes you excited, do that.
And then people will appreciate that more. Cause then it'll show
100%.
Through. It'll show through the video.
It'll be totally different than what anyone else is doing too. Mm-hmm. You know, cause we come to this thing where, you go to a big show and there's so much footage, so many people doing things, show coverage, you know, long form, short form, da 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 da. If there's a popular truck there, you see that truck 100 times. Yeah. And it's just like, you can only see it so many ways, you know. But if you're showing the people are so unique and different.
Mm-hmm. And that's like, for me, like that's what I find interesting at a show. And someone could find something else interesting at a show. So that
you
everybody
need to show,
needs to find like where they're
at.
And
you're Frank, your custom life, these are your vlogs, and whatever you find interesting is what you're going to get excited to make.
Right.
So if you get home and you're like, I cannot wait to edit this. That's what
I miss. I've missed that for a while.
Yeah, that feeling. Yeah. So whatever sparks that feeling, that's what you have to do, because that's just going to like domino effect into everything else. Mm-hmm. If you get home and you're just like, then the next thing you're like,
And then it's for exciting. 8 months.
Everything. Exactly.
Yep. I see it. I know. I completely understand.
Yeah.
I understand it. So I'm hoping to implement that.
Yeah. It's just like that thought process, right? Like when you're at this, like planning, like you do that a lot when you're just like, okay, this show, I'm going to do this. This is what I'm like, my goal at this show.
I'm sorry.
No, you're all good. What's up?
Everybody's trying to get a hold of me right now. But anyway.
Oh, didn't you put your phone in airplane mode?
I did. I don't know why it's still coming through. Is it because I'm still...
You're on Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Well, goodbye Wi-Fi. Because like...
Bye-bye Wi-Fi.
Bye-bye, kid, trying to get a hold of me. It's...
Yeah. Figure your own life out.
I know. That's basically it. She's in high school. She can figure her own life out. There. Now it's not coming through. I'm not distracted. But yeah. Tell me about Severed. How was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was a lot of fun. So just Severed in the Southwest. It was their 25th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And they have it at UTI out here, and got there at like 7 in the morning, And Lindsay was there, and we set the booths up, and I was going to park the Maverick next to my booth. Mm-hmm. And then I go to drop, because I took the little trailer. So I drove away to drop the trailer, and I came back, and someone set a booth next to me. So
oh, who was it?
It was Nick.
Oh, Nick. Service. Yeah. That's what I figured.
And then, and so he had his Accord there, right? Uh-huh. So we were like, hey, we want to, like, these are just, they're not show cars, but they're like cool cars mm-hmm. that we could put next to our booths. So we parked them across from our booth, and we're like, yeah, we'll put them right there. Sick. And then they were like, no, we're putting more booths there. You could put them behind your guys' booth. And we're like, damn it.
Oh, they shut you down.
They shut us down. But we got to put them behind our booth. And then there was another guy there with a Maverick, and he came up and he was talking.
Oh,
and
cool.
He had lowered his. He put his on some edge wheels, but they were a different edge wheel. Mm-hmm. And then his buddy that was with him was like, man, he's on a YouTube channel, like a pretty big one. Mm-hmm. And they do like mostly old trucks and hot rods and stuff. But it's called Yeah Buddy's Garage.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not the main guy. He lives in Florida, but this guy out here is like,
does stuff on it. I see. That's cool. And he has a Maverick?
So, yeah.
Or
his buddy had the Maverick. Oh,
okay. Has he seen your videos at all?
No.
Oh.
No. No.
Did you tell him about your videos? Like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a kind of like a little Mavi networking.
Nice. Was his bag just lowered or?
No, just lowered.
That's cool.
Yep. Yeah, and it was XL trim, so it didn't have the blue seats. It had like a black vinyl seat in it.
What color was it?
So, white.
Oh, you're like, we're best friends now.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know it yet, but.
You want to go cruise around?
I guess go Mav it up.
Yeah. The stock Maverick.
Yeah, that's cool. So, yeah, I didn't go. I heard that it was kind of a short day.
That show is always a short day,
but I heard it was shorter this time, because I do know it's shorter, but this one was like a little shorter.
I think it's a UTI thing. I think they want them out of there and gates closed at a certain time.
I see.
But yeah, it did feel like they were like, all right, we're going to start raffle at 2:00. Mm-hmm. And we were like, all looked at each other. We're like, we want to hang out.
Yeah.
Like, till like 4 or 5.
Right. That's usually, and that, yeah. Cause so, like, I know it's a little earlier, like 4-ish, but. And then was it last year that rained?
2 years ago.
2 years ago it rained?
Oh. Yeah. So that was real short.
That was a real short show.
Yeah. But the weather was perfect, and there was a bunch of super nice trucks out. I tried to walk around because I wanted to look at Shane's Tacoma from Extreme Lowe's.
Oh, the Chaos Taco?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go check his out because he did a bunch of work to it, and the stuff he's doing is insane. And I was just going to say, like, so Ben, our bud Ben.
Yeah.
Made a video on it, like an updated video mm-hmm. on it, and I was like, damn it, I was wanted to go over there and interview Shane and like talk about his Tacoma, but and I knew Ben had did it a long time ago, went over there and did it a little bit, and then I was gonna do it, and then I saw Ben do it, and I was like,
oh, snaked
Ben, snaked it. No, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
So go watch it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And but I didn't get a chance to do it. I didn't walk around enough. Mm-hmm. But it was a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Had a little bit of FOMO, as you do. Like I saw it start.
Oh, especially with Oliver and the green. That other.
Yeah, I know. That was super cool, man. That was really, really cool.
They were like, I just like saw them coming out of the corner together. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's so cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You got some cool clips of it. Lindsay got some cool clips. I love Lindsay's IG reel about it. When it's just Oliver's truck and she used that Kendrick song with the mustard thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes it like, because like she started, because Lindsay likes doing the triple kind of like angled type videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it was really cool how she started with just the center. And then when that mustard kicked in, it showed the other three. But it also makes, and I don't know if she thought about it this far, but it also, I'm sure she did because she's very, you know, pays attention to detail like this. But also Oliver's truck is mustard yellow, like a mustardy yellow. So.
Yeah.
I thought it was all great. It was really cool.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's why she used that
song. Yeah, I'm pretty sure too. Like I said, she's very has a very good attention to detail. So I'm sure nothing was just by accident, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So definitely had some FOMO. But you know, had other stuff going on. So but I'm glad it was a cool show.
I didn't make a video of the show. I didn't even bring my camera. I didn't bring
another
my pocket.
One.
Nope.
What was the other one you just did that you didn't bring a camera?
Chubbs,
that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, there was a few shows where I would bring everything mm-hmm. and then just not use it. And now I'm just starting the practice of not bringing anything.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's like a bad thing or a good thing, but I'm just like.
Well, does it like, make you happy? Like,
yes.
So there you go. Like, that's a good thing.
And the Severed show, like the last 3 years, I've made videos of it, and it's the same location. Mm-hmm. It's the same trucks. They're all the same Arizona trucks, mm-hmm. maybe with a couple new ones, but like it puts me in a rut of editing.
Right. You're right. That's what we're just
when I have about. Those things, I was just like, I'm in a rut. Now the shows that I have to edit now, which is like Mini Truck Revival, Sparks and Ozarks.
Those are new.
I'm excited mm-hmm. to edit those cause they're new.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but, yeah. So I don't know if, did I say it on this one or our recorded other one when I talked about I have a bunch of C10 content coming?
I think it was this and one. Then, you have a lot of yeah. C10 heavy content coming.
Yeah, it's a little heavy. Yeah. I'm just like, ugh. But then I have Mini Truck content dropping after
That's
that.
Cool. What about some Tacoma content? Where are we at with that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I got some suspension stuff back. I got to put that together. And then I'm just waiting on Tanner to tell me. He said he's really close. So
cool.
I'm assuming that's going to happen.
That's going to be a big milestone.
There's other content coming.
Oh. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It's Mini Truck content too.
Hell yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Lots of moving parts going on right now behind the scenes.
There is a ton of moving parts, man. I'm ready to like kick this freaking thing in gear big time. And that's one of the reasons why I haven't been filming shows mm-hmm. is because I need to stop filming them in order to
have the time to concentrate to on the do other this. Things.
It, yeah. Mm-hmm. It just has to happen.
Yeah. Speaking about getting ready and jamming on stuff, you got to build a list of shows. Do you want to go over that or you want to go over that later?
Later. Okay. Cause I basically on the Grindr TV Facebook group, like I posted this thing about compiling a list of shows. Cause in the new Mini Trucking magazine, it's all last year's shows. I was like, where's the list of shows? So I went and looked at the new magazine and it's still all last year's shows. And I was like, oh,
interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a big old list. There's
a bunch. Yeah, there's a bunch of new stuff going on. All sorts of that's the plan next year is to try to hit some newer things, different things.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about it because that was kind of the premise of this episode.
Well, I mean, we still got a couple episodes to go, so we should. Well, why don't we save it for next time? And next,
Will is gonna write.
I know. Stuff. Will, chill. Will, please chill. Because what we're gonna do is because we have some other stuff to talk about today. But what we're going to do is we're going to do a whole episode next week about like just kind of a recap of this year because we're going to be after next week. We're going to be going into New Year's. So recap of the year and then talk about like what we're going to do next year coming up super fast. We're already hitting the ground running.
One thing that I do want to talk about, though, is I booked our Airbnb for LST mm-hmm. and we've got the Airbnb for LST, Mini Nets. What else did I book for? I forgot. But I did book a hotel room for a new event that's happening in May.
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's called the C10 Red Rock Retreat. Another C10 right, show. Right. I know. But hey.
Shows are shows. Hey, shows are shows. Content is content and trucks are trucks. Just because they're all the same truck.
Exactly. And it's in Moab, Utah.
That's going to be pretty cool.
It is going to be cool because it's unlike any other. I guess I would almost compare it to Mini Nats in a way of the scenery, but it's like the contrasting scenery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so far removed from what we're normally used to. And that's what always tripped us out about Maggie Valley and Mini Nats and stuff. It is so polar opposite to our everyday lives, you know, and that's going to be the same thing.
I think so too. The guys that are putting it on are just like really pushing for it. And they've got a ton of support from a bunch of companies and they're doing a Friday night cruise up to this place. And it's just with food and drinks. And then Saturday's the show. And I've only driven through Moab, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think it'll be a cool experience. Yeah. Because our friend Daniel hit us up and he called me out specifically. He's like, hey, are you going to Moab? I'm all, why? I didn't know. I didn't know anything about it. And he's like, you coming out to Moab in May? And I'm like, I had no intention to, but what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't know if you wanted to go out to that or not.
Well, but, I mean, since there's May is kind of freed up a little bit.
It has. And that's what I was waiting on for the decision on this event was mm-hmm. like waiting on Graham to see what he was going to do.
Yeah.
And then also no cruise to the Pines.
That's right. Yeah.
So the May is chock full of events, but out on our side of it, it cleared.
Yeah. But it also flipped because all those events moved to October. So
not Red Rocks.
Oh, Red Rocks has not moved to October, but
Red Rocks has moved to, I think he's just not doing it all this year.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. But Cruise of the Pines definitely has moved.
Yeah, definitely has moved to October. So October will be an interesting month, but I was like, man, May this month, and it's not very far from here, and it's a super cool drive. So like, I didn't know if you wanted to drive here.
I was thinking, I don't know. Yeah, that was going to be interesting because like I mapped it out and it's like 9.5 hours for me and it's 7.5 hours for you. But by the time if I came out to you and then did that, like I might as well just go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you mean like drive out there?
Yeah, like or... like meet you there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? So you'd have to drive to Flagstaff and I have to drive to Flagstaff too.
Oh, you're saying maybe just meet there and then...
No, I'm saying if you just drove out here, because it's only, it's an extra 3 hours for you to come out here. But at the same time, we could do guest episodes.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay.
So it just depends on how, where your situation at that is in May. But I think I'm, because Chase was talking to me, he goes, yeah, if you have a, you know, if you or Frank have a Chevy truck, you know, just like let us know so we can send you the registration thing. And I was like, I don't have one now, but I do have one.
Might.
So that might be the show.
Dude, I love it.
That is like the end goal.
I love it.
For the OBS. There's a ton of stuff in play here. Yeah. So like the...
how exciting.
I know. I know. So if you do drive here, if you do, we will probably drive that truck.
I now I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's already...
It'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It already made the decision for me. Down. Super down.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What else was I was going to bring up something specifically about that, but I totally forgot.
But that shows C10 Red Rock, the C10 Red Rock Retreat. Yeah. So look that up. It's going to be a cool one.
Yeah. Now I'm stoked. I wasn't, well, not that I wasn't stoked before, but now I'm more stoked
to like drive a bagged vehicle up there. Dude, possibly
the content, right? The content,
right? The content, mm-hmm. The content.
Yep. So, we asked a very interesting question last week. Is there anything else? As far as like shows or like that kind of stuff, we're going to talk about that next week. Will, don't worry.
Yeah, calm down.
Calm down. We're going to talk about shows and all that next week. But anyway, is nothing. You want to move on?
I got nothing. Okay. Man. All right. I got nothing. So we let's talk about our billionaire.
Yeah. So last week we asked a pretty interesting question. If you had $1 billion, what would you do? Stupidly. Not like I said, not like, you know, the responsible things. Although we got a couple good ones. Two things. One, I don't think a lot of people understand exactly how much $1 billion is.
No.
$1 billion is an unfathomable amount of money.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot. Like 10 million, 50 million, that's like, oh, you know, that's a lot of money. That's life-changing money. But you could pretty much, like, figure out how you're going to spend that. I don't think you could really figure out how to spend $1 billion. That's number one. Number two, we got some great responses. And I asked a couple, like asked people, I said, well, you know, can we share this? And they're like, yeah, of course. I want to start off with this one because this one is really great. And did you look at all of them?
No, I didn't. I looked at the comments. Mm-hmm. But Kenny said he sent one. Did you get
that's
Kenny's?
We're starting off with Kenny's.
Did all right. Because he was like, where do I send this? I did not read it. Oh,
Kenny, good job. Because this is wild. It's right, wild. So he said, so this is our buddy Kenny. He said, so if I had $1 billion, I would obviously have a badass personal shop with all the tools. But something I've always wanted in my dream workspace shop is a wall like 10-foot section. So like 10-foot high by however long, completely done completely in like a 1/2-inch thick plexiglass and inside and outside to have a huge ant farm. Dude. I'm like, whoa, that's like that is thinking outside of the box.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah. He would have a gigantic ant colony in his big shop with all of his crazy expensive toys.
I wonder if he replied to me this, if you are, but there is a YouTuber that has an apartment or something, and I don't know what country it's in, but he literally has fish tanks full of ant farms.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, so listen to this, because this actually like makes a lot of sense. He's also, if you can imagine a wall-sized ant farm that takes up one entire wall of the garage and just keeps feeding and growing the size of the ant colony till it's using the whole wall. It would be like an inspiration when inside the shop, like if the ants can build that, I can build anything.
Man, Kenny's, you're deep.
Dude, I read that. I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever freaking read.
Yeah, that's... Make that a meme.
Yeah,
that's I don't know awesome. How.
Yeah, that's really cool. And that's what we were looking for. When we were saying like outrageous, like crazy things.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Because there are some other ones in here. which are not so crazy, but you know, I appreciate the effort. Dexter Bostick on YouTube says, a 32 high boy in the showroom of my wheel CNC fab shop. That's my money if money was no object. That's mine if money was no object. So he would start a wheel company with CNC machines and have a 32 high boy. Like, really cool. Really, really great, you know. Bo Nequin, he said, good morning, Frank and Brian. Thanks for answering my question. A fan of y'all work for a long time. Keep up the good work. If I was a billionaire, I would go to every major sports event around the world. I see y'all will be attending Last Resort next year. Hope to talk to y'all. So one, yeah, we'll see it. We'll definitely see it at Last Resort.
Yeah. And which sport, like around the world? So when you say around the world,
sports, like
any sport, any sport, soccer,
if it involves competition and
in a stadium,
this guy's going.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah. So every major sporting event around the world, and so major sporting events. So he also may be talking about like World Cups, Super Bowls, yeah, World Series. Like, yeah, that would be kind of like a thing, because yeah, like those are such unattainable things for people, some people, mm-hmm, you know, to just,
especially world events like rugby and stuff,
right,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. If you were like, I'm gonna get the best seats at the World Cup right now, they're like, oh yeah, that, sir, that's $50,000. Like, okay,
yeah whatever.
No, so add that's to cool. cart. I like that.
Yeah.
And then so if we have, and I'm not picking on Matt Flowers, but anyway, Is that Matt?
Which one?
Matt Flowers?
No, that's Matt Reed.
Oh, Matt Reed. Sorry. I didn't know your last name. I just saw him. To be fair to me, in the thumbnail is a red mini truck and it says Matt.
Oh.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can forgive me. So if you had Kenny's ant vision, which yeah, I can't stress enough how much I love. Then you have this again, not talking bad on you, Matt, there. Red Bull fridge always stocked and a fountain drink station in my shop.
Yeah, that's kind of like my Slurpee thing, right? Like, but here's the thing. My Slurpee thing was something I wanted when I was like younger, and I was like, it'd be sick to have a Slurpee machine
right,
in my house.
Right, right.
And when John said that, like, I'm like, John,
he murdered you.
I'm not talking about $100 Slurpee machine.
Right.
Like, he's like, you could go buy one at, what do you say, Bed Bath & Beyond?
Like Amazon or something, you could buy.
No, you cannot buy a Slurpee machine on Amazon.
Well, because what you're saying is you want a branded Slurpee machine.
No, I want one from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, exactly. And you want like a dedicated guy who only maintains your Slurpee machine. So,
well, I don't need him there full time.
You have $1 billion.
I know, but I don't want him standing next to the Slurpee machine full time.
No. I'm not saying to serve you.
No, I want to be part of if you're a guy that services 7-Eleven,
right, exactly.
I'm on the route.
Exactly. You have a dedicated.
There's an 800 number on the side of my Slurpee machine.
You know the little blinky lights you were talking about?
Yeah.
Never would happen because you.
No, they would always be there.
You have $1 billion.
It doesn't matter. They would always be there. They're always in 7-Elevens. They're always going to be in my house. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
Right, right. And that's what the guy. So you call that dude at 3 o'clock in the morning, like, hey, man, the light's blinking, and he goes, all right, I'll be right there.
He goes, I can't, I'm sleeping. I go, I'll give you $100,000 right now. I want a Coke Slurpee.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what $1 billion buys you. Yeah. So yeah, but that was hilarious when Frank and John murdered you.
Also, it's like, I could see, like, if I said I want a pizza oven, like that's a fat thing. Mm-hmm. A Slurpee to me doesn't equate like a fat joke.
Oh, that I didn't realize that was a fat joke. I just thought it was.
He said, yeah, he goes, that's the fattest answer
that's
right,
that yeah, I ever yeah, that's right.
And I was like, okay.
I mean,
I don't know. I'll put a Diet Coke Slurpee. It'll be a Diet Coke. It won't be full fat.
It'll be sugar.
It'll be sugar free flavors only, John.
Slurpees ever.
Yeah. Sorry. If John had a Slurpee machine, it would be Coors Light, a Coors Light flavor Slurpee machine.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Our friend, Stretch, he said,
yep.
This is actually a pretty cool one. Stupid purchase. I think my one big stupid purchase would have to be is like a $250,000 travel trailer that I can tour the United States, hitting all the car shows while showing off his trucks when he has a dually, like a yellow dually he calls Baywatch. And then he has his other dually, which is the really long, Dodge. So he'd show those off, and have Stretch pulling it. Oh, my bad. Sorry. Let me rewind that. I said, I can tour the United States hitting all the car shows while showing off Baywatch and have Stretch pulling it, which is a 26-foot long dually. So you would see this baby semi truck just flying down the road, and we'd be able to do that up and down, left and right, across the coast. So, yeah, good. I like the beginning. I like where we're starting here. But what I'm talking about is a $5 million rig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fully sustainable off-grid.
With a driver.
With a driver. Yeah. I'm not driving that shit.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I like the start. I like where... I like the thinking.
It's funny because... Yeah, because he's such a strange dude as far as his, like, tastes in things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, in vehicles and all that stuff. Not strange in a bad way. Strange in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he likes oddball things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, just hands an oddball person like that much money just to see what they would do?
Yeah. You know
what... Would be good.
You know what... probably what would happen is, like, with a lot of these, like questions or these answers is, like... You would get your billion and you think that's what you're going to do. And you would do that like really fast. And then you're like, I have access to way, way more. And then things would just become progressively crazier.
So that's an interesting thing. Cause there is like, it's kind of a dark subject, but like,
I think I know where you're going.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not going to go down that route, uh-huh. But the thing is when you're very wealthy, you start out with like a BMW, mm-hmm. right? 3 Series. And then you're like, boom, jam that around, and then you're like, this is it's not fast enough. So you get a Ferrari, and then that's not fast enough, and then you get the McLaren, and that's basically what it's doing is it's like it's satisfying you, but then you need more,
right?
Always like what more. Like or you get a little jet boat, then a bigger jet boat, mm-hmm. then this jet boat, and then once you're done, where do you go from there?
Right.
What is the thing that quote unquote gets your jollies?
Yeah, off? Yeah, exactly.
Right. So then it becomes a scary thing because then people want power because power over certain things becomes your thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I read an interesting thing is like when you hit a certain a position of wealth, your friends are just aren't your like buddies. Your friends are like senators and presidents and like people of influence. It's a different world. But no, we're just having some fun here.
Yeah.
We're just having some good old fashioned fun. Yeah. All right. Kenny Faring hit us up and, he says to answer y'all's question, if I had a stupid amount of money, what would I do? I would bag body drop a brand new Rolls Royce Phantom one on directional billet wheels. Again, good start. Good start. Yeah. I like that, but you still have $990 million to go.
I like,
how about buying Rolls Royce? No, that won't buy. Yeah. Oh, that's also a good thing because a good point is because I was like, you know, or just buy Rolls Royce, but you need more than a billion to do that. Which,
the company,
which,
yeah,
right into what. So Ronnie commented on Instagram, C10 talk. He's all stupidly do buy the Dodgers and tank them. I said, you need a few more billion dollars to do that.
Yeah.
So there's that thing.
There are unreachable things.
Right.
Was it Brett Mac in Motion? He commented too, and he talked about like buying. I think me and him were like talking about buying a house like on the coast or whatever.
Yeah. So I'll read his question, then we'll go into it.
Yeah.
So our friend Mac in Motion up north, he said, I'd buy land, property, FU property, and build bike tracks, moto tracks, rock climbing walls, and a huge infinity jacuzzi that I'd soak in for the rest of my life. Again, good. Like now we're thinking. Now we're getting to that point where just ridiculous. Ridiculous things.
That house, I don't know if you ever watched the tour of the house that's out here for sale that I think it was the guy from the Dodgers had built.
Oh yeah, Andre.
With the go-kart track and stuff. Mm-hmm. That house, like there's a YouTube video of them walking around and exploring that house, and it's insane. Yeah. Like there's, you go, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, let's go downstairs, and you go downstairs and there's a full-on like shooting range.
I haven't seen the whole video, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that dude is just a hundred millionaire. Or now, I don't even think that dude's a hundred millionaire. He's like a tens of millionaires, you know?
That's the thing, right? I think that house was for sale for $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
But like I would build something, but I would do it. I wouldn't build it here in Phoenix. It would be like Central Coast on the cliffs.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It'd be like Tony Stark kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I would also have a house here, and I would also have a house in Tennessee, and I would also have a house in New York.
Yeah.
I would also have a house in like wherever. You know how you're like, I would like to visit this place one day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be sitting in my house, and I would go, I would like to visit this place. But instead of getting a hotel,
I'm just going to buy a house. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. now we're talking. Yeah. There's a bunch of videos out there that kind of explain exactly like what wealth is and what it means to be wealthy and have a lot of money. And one example that comes to mind is like if you took a billionaire's net worth and you made it like rice, you know, rice, pieces of rice. It's this big pile of rice. And this person is like, no, he said, like, let's say he would be really nice to you and buy you a Ferrari or something, or like a really expensive exotic car. So he takes one grain of rice and he cuts it in half and he's all, there's your Ferrari.
Yeah.
That's what it did to this person.
Well,
you know,
a million seconds is like, I think 10 days or something like that.
This is also
a billion seconds. A billion seconds is 33 years or something like that.
That's the difference.
So like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was really disappointed in the lack of hunting humans in this.
That's the power part.
That's the power part.
That's the power part.
I know, that's
part.
Where I was going with that one.
Yeah.
our friend Cred 1967 with the stout from North Carolina. He says, I dream about this daily. I'd start my own junkyard and live right smack in the middle of it and in a tiny home. I'd buy a rollback and travel the countryside buying all the neglected mini trucks I could find and live happily ever after. All the homies are invited. First, thank you for the invitation. And second, you don't want that life, man.
Yeah.
I live that life. You don't want that life.
Yeah, but if you had the money to do it right.
And that's the difference, right?
That's the difference, right? Mm-hmm. You could buy a whole town. Because there's like, Prater was telling me about that town in Oklahoma that's literally just a junkyard. The entire town. Oh, so really? The high school is vacant now and there's just engines in the high school.
Huh.
And like, it's just this crazy thing. So you could buy an entire town. To where, like, you know, A Street to C Street is Mazdas, and D Street to this is Toyotas, and like you have someone running these junkyards, but they're, you could do it like the, where the junkyards, like, it's not junky, you know what I mean? Like, they're like curated junkyards.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
That would be cool,
that would definitely be cool.
So, and the tiny home thing is cool too. Like, when I said I would buy houses and stuff, like different places, I wouldn't buy mansions.
No, yeah. Just like little regular. I want to have 1,000 little regular houses.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, right?
Yeah. And then, like, people to, like you were saying, that's what we're talking about. It's like, if you had this little town, you could hire people, you could give them livelihoods and their kids' livelihoods. Just running your stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you would create an entire town. So in this town, you would now need government, right? So you're creating a town council.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating, now you got to have a sheriff, right? And now you got to have like a school, and you created this entire community, and you're just like, it's just your thing,
right? It's just your personal whatever.
You've created this entire economy around trucks.
There was a South Park episode where Cartman bought an amusement park. And his whole thing, I forget all the deals, but basically he buys this amusement park and says, I'm not going to let anybody come here. This is my amusement park.
Yeah.
And then so the first day goes great because it's fully staffed. All the food is there. He has a great day. Well, the second day, they're like, well, hey, you got to pay these guys. Like, no one came to work because you got to pay these guys. And he's like, damn. He's like, well, so all right. I'll let two people in today just to cover the cost of the guys to by the end, he realizes that, like, oh, wait, hold on. You know,
so there was an episode of King of the Hill where his border of his property was a new country.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he goes, okay, I'm sick of the rules. I'm sick of the government. I'm sick of all this stuff. So he made his own country. And then he's sitting there and he goes, okay, well, someone's got to be in charge. So he makes himself the president.
Are you getting crossed with Family Guy?
Family Guy, yeah. Sorry, yeah, Family Guy. Yeah.
I'm all, that sounds like a Family Guy thing.
Yeah, Family Guy. Mm-hmm. So he's, did that, right? And then by the end of the thing, he just created what he hated.
Exactly.
Because what he hated is actually a necessity.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting one. Sorry, let me see here. Bye, Felicia. That's on Instagram. He said, I'd become the whistling diesel of tractors so we can get some more tractor content out here. Yeah. I appreciate that. I like tractors.
Yep.
Cheyenne Daniel 32 on Instagram. He said, I'm buying a cup house. Oh no, This is a lady. Excuse me. I'm buying a cup house, like a whole house just to display my cup addiction. Stanley, Starbucks, and custom cups. Again, that's, now we're thinking, but it's not just a house. It's a mansion full of cups.
And just full of cups.
And people are like, what's that house? I'm like, oh, that's my cup house. It's my pantry, basically.
Yeah.
T. Anderson 81 said, I would buy all of the don't lol. Oh, this is a good one. Sorry. I would buy all of the don't lowball me, I know what I got trucks off of Marketplace and let my 11 and 13 year old boys drive it when they hand me the keys just to watch their reactions. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just hit up people full price, pay for everything. Yeah. That'd be pretty good. So, this is also another good one. Bentley's dad, 1219 on Instagram, says he'd buy a Snap-on truck and park it and use it as a toolbox. Yes.
There you
go. I like that. And then, so now we're going to be pulled back into reality. DJ Kingpin on Instagram, he says, 500 million investments, a super modest 5% return on that investment is 18 million a year after taxes. Usually that interest, you use that interest to live on 100 million on various houses around the world, 100 million on a jet, keep 100 million reserve on long-term upkeep of various properties, cars, jets, and $2 million on Star Wars memorabilia.
There you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, that brings us back to reality. That's a pretty well thought out, like, good job.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And, you know, $500,000 a year for your fucking financial advisor.
Yeah, that's true. Because
you just need someone to tell you. Who was it? I think it was Bert Kreischer when I used to listen to him. Mm-hmm. He goes, I don't know how much money I have.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Which is also maybe
I not also, a good thing. I also don't know how much money I have.
Well,
I just use my card till it says I don't have any more.
No. Different scale.
Yeah. I don't want to know how much money I don't have. I think
right,
that's
right,
what it is.
Right. You don't want to be held back.
Yeah.
We have a few more. So let's move on here.
Okay.
Mr. Wagon. And I don't know if people are going to enjoy this, but I'm having a really great time.
Well, you know what? If they don't enjoy it, they could stop listening.
That's true. I'm having a really fun time.
Yeah. Then that's all that matters.
Mr. Wagon somehow tried to bribe my way into having a brand new GMC 3500 Fat Fabs built, imported and legal in Australia. Oh, so this person is from Australia.
Yeah.
Somehow tried to bribe my way into having a brand new GMC 3500 Fat Fabs built, imported and legal in Australia with a fifth wheel trailer towing my square body C10 fully built along with a bag 72 Blazer and a bag 53 Caddy. And then just do a Cletus McFarlane and hire all my mates and run a cool shop together. Yeah. That's cool.
I think that's probably most people's aspirations, car people aspirations. Mm-hmm. If you look at what Cletus McFarlane has built with the racetrack, and then he hosts events there, and not that he hosts events there, but he has created this thing where other people can host events there. So if you want to throw a car show, he lets a race, different series, race car series, they come to his place, and then so he's created this necessity. And I think that would be a good thing, because there's so many racetracks that are going away because of, you know, human migrations coming in, and they're just, you know, people need houses, so they're building out. And where these racetracks used to be is now, you know, for people. But so if you go, you know, way out in the middle of nowhere and you build like a complex.
Yeah.
That could host events for, you know, car events, anything. Not just car events, but anything. I think that would be cool.
And that's more like kind of like in the right frame of thinking too, because that would take hundreds of millions of dollars to build a facility and hire people and run that. And
and you make your money back over time.
And that would tie into the other thing is about like investing and keeping that money going, you know?
And it's a community thing, right? So it's like, you feel good about it too. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily like a nonprofit, but it's like,
you're creating something fun for people to enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. That's really cool. This person, Ralph Designs, would get a professional margarita machine.
There you go. See?
I mean, hey,
it's a simple thing.
Simple things in life.
I'll tell you what. With his margarita machine and my Slurpee machine, we got a lot of money left over.
Yeah. You could combine your billions.
Imagine just the video of just like you just see the ocean, the cliffs of California, and this the water splashing on it, right?
Yeah.
And the sunset, and then you pan over, and there's a slushy machine or a Slurpee machine, and it's just like woo 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 woo, and you go. And it, the little top, the top of the, like the little, you know what I mean? You clip the cup on and then it's just me.
Yeah. There's billionaire Brian.
Billionaire Brian with his Diet Coke Slurpee.
Really living life.
Yeah.
Brianne, producer Will's wife, Brianne says, yep. A campground full of cabins so I can hang out with all my friends, but not have them have to hear them snore.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Sounds like she shared rooms with many of people that have snored.
Mm, there's a lot of them. Me?
Yes. Well, me. Know. Yeah. I don't know.
Stretch also, asked a question on Instagram too. Bacon, our buddy Bacon. He said he'd buy my 4Runner and body drop it on 20 inch billets. He'd buy you a Slurpee machine and get one for himself and then build a 1,000 cubic inch twin turbo Phantom to street drive.
There you go.
Yeah. I like it. And yeah. It's generous. He's helping. He's like not greedy.
I always said if I became super wealthy, all my friends would get envelopes in the mail. Mm-hmm. And depending on how good of a friend they were or whatever, that would have, depend on the amount they got. Mm-hmm. But then a lot of people would get invoices. Right?
And petty invoices for $12.
Petty invoices. Oh, they would be very... I would spend a lot of time making these invoices. Uh-huh. Line iteming. The things. Uh-huh. Like, you remember that time?
Yeah.
Well, you owe me this much money now. You're never going to pay me, but I'm just letting you know.
I'm just letting you know that.
I'm letting you know that... Some people got a lot of money and you are not one of those people.
And then the one friend who's like, I can't believe you gave me $2 million.
Right.
And the person's just staring like,
I would build Frank's, on your property. I would build you your shop.
Yeah. There you go. And, yeah. and like not even say anything, just build, like I would just wake up one day and there's this guy.
You just wake up
stuff.
And there's just building stuff. Yeah. And you're just like, so if you ever wake up and there's guys building stuff, know that I have won lots of money.
Yeah, and then I'll never see
you. You will not be able to get a hold of me.
You're gone.
No.
That's the other thing.
You'll go to message me and you'll be like, hey, when are we recording this week?
You're like, recording.
And you're like, well, I guess it's just the drop with Frank now.
Right, right. I'd just be all by myself and be like, oh.
But you would have a sick ass studio.
Yeah, I like it. Let's see here. Scott from Australia. From our club. He said 100% would have a frozen margarita machine. A lot of people would have
frozen drinks are just like the jam. Yeah, right? I mean, that's how many times do people, I don't do this just because I would be addicted to them, but like how many times do people go through Starbucks or Dutch Bros or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. If you're rich, just have one at your house.
Exactly.
Like then you don't have to go anywhere. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And your house is essentially like, if you have that much money, your house is like vacation. Yeah. 100%.
Your life
of
becomes
the time.
A vacation.
Yeah.
Your entire life just becomes of what am I going to do today that I'm just going to make me happy? And that's it. Period. Full stop.
Yeah. Where would you live? Where would your house be if you won that much money? Like your first house, where would you like go? Like downtown LA skyscraper?
No.
Would you go beach?
Definitely beach.
Forest?
Definitely beach. Yeah, definitely beach.
Which beach?
Again, I'm like shooting, like my little like poor brain can only shoot small. So I'm like, I'd go to like Carlsbad. Like I would, I think that would be like the very first thing. I'd just like finally like live out my first dream, which is just live at a nice house by the beach. Yeah. And then realize I have $990 million left over.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah. And then then I would start doing the crazy things. But I think you have to satisfy that first, like
that thing,
just that like small thing that makes you feel like you've accomplished what you wanted to do, and then go nuts. So,
yeah,
that's what I would do. This is a really interesting one. Batshit Chrissy says, just call me Tiger Queen because I'm buying all the big stripy kitties.
She got to move to Texas.
Buy tigers.
Yeah, Tiger Queen.
But that's the thing. If you're a billionaire, you just start lobbying your local government to allow you to buy tigers.
Yeah, because you have money. Now you have power.
Exactly. So
that's how you do it.
Exactly. Scott Watson, definitely down with this. Stupidly big moto playground property on the coast somewhere. Shifter car tracks, motocross tracks, road course, killer water slide down to the ocean. And a stupidly huge shop. With all the stupidly expensive machine tools I don't know how to use. Oh, and hire a live-in chef. I need fresh donuts daily.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the go-kart track would probably be my next thing after the slurpee machine.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, just my own, like that go-kart track at that house here, like that's like a lifelong thing that he did. Like he probably was like playing baseball and he's like, as soon as I get this money, mm-hmm. like he didn't give a crap about anything else. He goes, I'm going to build my house around a go-kart track. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I brought it up last episode or the episode before is a movie called, I called it Big Check. It's not Big Check. It's Blank Check.
Blank Check.
Yeah, with the kid. And then even this was made back in the 90s. And it was like, the funny part about that movie was he gets the premises. The kid gets a blank check. He writes in $1 million, goes to the bank to cash it. They actually give $1 million. Then he proceeds to like get a mansion and cars, and he exceeds $1 million very quickly. Like our perception of $1 million from then till now is a little different. Now, someone, if you were able to get $1 million, you'd be like, okay, I'm going to buy a house, save some money, you know, this kind of thing, you know, just kind of
just buy a house. Jesus.
Yeah. Just one.
I'm on Zillow constantly just looking at things around here. And where I would want to live on an acre property with a small house is $800,000 to $900,000.
That's $1 million.
That's not in Scottsdale. That's on the west side over here at the foot of the White Tank Mountains.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing in LA. You could buy a bungalow for a million, 1.2 million or whatever.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
Yeah. I would also have like a sick condo at the top of a building in New York.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You'd have
overlooking Central Park.
Yeah. It'd be awesome. But anyway, that's all of them. Thanks for everybody participating. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, right?
Kind of get
participate
into the
minds. Yeah.
Always ask us questions.
Yeah, ask us questions. Non-truck questions too, like all good.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. We like more things than just trucks around here. We obviously like slurpee machines.
We like sports. How's softball going?
It's going good.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to get way in the weeds of it, but you know, my kid is now on a travel ball team, so that's sort of like a whole new world that we live in. So like, you know, my kid and because Angie is sort of like the person who really takes charge of that kind of stuff. So, you know, they're adapting to this new world instead of having like a spring little league season and a fall little league season, and then the All Stars in between. Now it's like it's nonstop. It's always tournaments. Yeah. It's always practices. It's always doing something. So. But it's going good. Yeah, it's going really cool. But anyway, well, we didn't quite make an hour this week.
Well, we only have 4 minutes left. We actually did 15 minutes prior to this. We were talking about Doug DeMiro.
Yeah, we talked about Doug DeMiro.
Who is we could talk about him again real quick because no one heard that part. But Doug DeMiro is a YouTuber, and every Christmas he goes on the Smoking Tire and they have a really good episode. And they get into the weeds about algorithms and videos and how much money you're putting in videos and how much money you don't put in videos and like how YouTube is changing. I think for the better, you know, with lower production value stuff where it's just like real people talking. And so that's kind of where my videos are going to go. It's just going to be, you know, even the videos like I do with Panda, they're not long, they're short because I edit them pretty quick. And I think I'm going to slow down on the editing and it's going to be just a lot more raw content.
And I said this on a previous show too, like we're getting away from the like, hey guys, welcome back you know, so-and-so garage and we're gonna do this. Now it's like, hey, look, here's the Tacoma, this is what I added to it this time, and this is what we're doing, this is Panda, and this is what he did. You know, it's like I don't want to say like easier to consume, it's just more to the point. Like, have you ever looked at like when you're doing something in Photoshop or in Premiere or something and you get stuck and you're like, I don't know what to do. So you Google it and then you watch a video and the joke is like, first it's like 10 minutes of like, hey guys, welcome back to the channel, blah, blah, blah. And the good ones are like, oh, this is how you do this specific thing. You press these buttons and then this happens. Like, those are the best ones. Maybe that's what it's like trending towards, you know?
Yeah. My biggest issue that I have is I don't know how to rebuild motors. I don't know how to do these certain things. So like, a lot of these channels, they know how to do these things. So they could be like, oh, this size piston, this. I don't know that. So I'm relying on other people to know these things and then be on the channel as like co-parts of this.
Right.
So that's like my thing, is I can't make long form content because I'm not sitting there doing that. So I mean, I got to figure that out. And you'll see how I'm kind of figuring that out. Because there's so many people that do that, right? They'll put a workbench, they'll rebuild a transmission, they'll rebuild a motor, they'll put the motor in the truck, and they'll do this. There's plenty of those channels. What I'm going to do is, I don't think there's a lot of these channels that are going to do this. Cause since I lack the knowledge of certain things, I have to like, I can't bore the audience with like I'm putting my front suspension on my truck on Sunday. I can't film. That's boring. I can't talk about what I'm doing because I have no, like, I don't know. I'm just bolting stuff back together. Right. So like, It'll be interesting.
You know, a really good example of that was when you were building the Nissan, and you did that whole little thing on going over to that dude's house and making the wheels work and everything.
Yeah,
that was so fascinating. Yeah. It was really cool. And that's what you're talking about, like doing stuff like that. Like, hey, this guy is really, really good at doing this, and I'm just going to let him show you this thing. Yeah, exactly. I like it.
And then I learn that thing, and then the next time I can talk about that thing. You know what I mean? So, because, again, I don't know how to do rebuild motors or anything like that.
Right.
But then again, a lot of those guys that know how to rebuild motors and that, they don't know how to do video stuff.
Right.
So they're relying on someone to film it, and or it's not very good.
Right. Or make it interesting, because even like rebuilding motors kind of boring in some respects. So you have to like figure out how to make it engaging and interesting, you know, and that's your
exactly.
skill.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'm
really excited. Yeah. I actually made a decision last night that'll make things move a lot faster.
Awesome.
So I'll tell you about it in the post pod
right now.
Right now we are at an hour.
We'll see you guys next week.
We're struggling, guys. Give us some topics.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It could be anything, you know, like we had the topic a few weeks ago about different types of registration for shows. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm going to do a live for the club.
I saw that
show.
That's cool. You're going out to Laughlin and you're going to do it there.
No.
Oh, you're doing it
right here. I just going to talk about like parking on the grass.
Okay.
And the certain changes that are going to happen.
That's this Thursday, right?
That's this Thursday.
The way you worded it in the post sounded like you were going to the Avi and...
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was like, oh, I mean, that's cool. But I thought maybe you had some sort of business.
I'll green screen it.
That's a good idea. I like it.
Yeah. I'll put the Avi on the computer right
here. Get yourself a nice Slurpee and be like, hey, guys, welcome back to the show. Anyway, livelifecustom.com, grander-tv.com.
Yep. Later.